when you sing Sacred Harp, it's like looking through a window into the past history. But not only you can look at it, but feel it, which is even stronger.
It's early American music in the Fasola tradition, and some people describe it as folk music, but written by not very refinedly educated musician composers. It's composed music in folk traditions, using a lot of folk music, ballads and all, ballads, jigs, marches and all, but the texts are all very seriously religious and beautiful, a lot of early English poetry.
I think it's really about community and relationship as much as it is about music, and just the joy of the vibration of the music that we all experience together. So it's a very communal kind of thing. It's not really for performance, as you could tell.
What I like about singing in a group is that we harmonize together, and at a very unconscious level, it really brings us together. And the harmony, for me, it does something physically around the spine. It's really healing. It feels good.
We moved to Vermont in 1970, the first summer there at Goddard College, where we were a theater in residence. We met Larry Gordon, who is the big proponent of this music. He had recently discovered it as part of a resurgence of this revival of this music that was happening in the New England, where it originated from, but it was kind of chased or moved out and flourished in the South, Southern states and Appalachia. And in the 1970s, it was rediscovered here. And I don't know if it grew like wildfire, but many, many groups were started all around New England and then across the country.
Was all of the harmonies was so obvious. You don't hear it so much when you're singing in a choir and you're all singing in towards the same direction. But when you sing like that in the round or in the square, you hear the harmonies, and it's just quite lovely. It's kind of you feel it rather than hear it.
My God above.
Everybody's welcome. We have things here at the United Church, the UU Church, Unitarian Universalist Church, in Derby Line, every fourth Sunday of every month at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, followed by a potluck. Anybody can come and listen if you want to just listen. All the songs are taught to everybody, so it's you can be an absolute amateur. You don't have to know what you're doing. Many of us don't, and everybody's welcome.